Y94.
So, a Playhouse mailbag situation that I'm curious what you think of this. Now, I'm not going to use his name because he didn't say whether or not he wanted us to, but I did post it on Facebook. So maybe you've seen this posted online already. He says, I don't see too many guys send you questions, but I figured I can't be the only one. Wondering what people make of what I'm dealing with right now. I've been engaged to my girlfriend for 8 months. Wedding is August. Excited about it. Few days ago, we were at the store. I'd rather not say which one for obvious reasons once I get further into my story. And I could tell she was acting funny. We got home, and then she took something out of her purse. I'd rather not say what. And I was like, where'd that come from? I'm discovering after knowing this girl for years that she apparently gets a thrill out of jacking stuff at the store. She says she only does it with little stuff because she likes the thrill of hiding it from me. I guess that's been part of the thrill too. Now, we're getting married in August and she said, well, I guess I better be honest with you so at least you know what's happening. In fact, she thinks it would make for a good couples activity. She wants me to steal stuff too. She claims she's always keeping the items about $5 to $10 in value. But that's still stealing to me, and I don't feel okay about this at all. I barely have even slept this week because I'm wondering if this is something that I should call off the wedding for. Has anyone ever dealt with dating a kleptomaniac before? Thanks, guys. You ever date anybody that jacks stuff, Maggie?
No.
Yeah, me neither, right?
No.
I have no idea. I mean, if she's trying to drag you into something that you can get arrested for,
yeah,
I would just go ahead and say no to that one.
Yeah.
No to that. And if she's really not going to stop doing that, I'm not sure I'd be with somebody. It sucks that you're engaged, obviously. But if she's going to be stealing stuff at the store, I don't care if it's $5 every time she goes, maybe that's, you want to reevaluate the relationship a little bit.
See, and I think like it's got to be just an excitement sort of thing. And maybe that's just something where you can find another way to get that sort of excitement. Because it's $5 or $10 items, that's okay. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Cops aren't going to care about the value amount if you get busted on something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care if it's a pack of gum. Eventually, you're going to have yourself a problem. So, Anonymous here, he's engaged to a woman who just unveiled. She apparently likes stealing cheap things at the store. She gets some sort of thrill out of it. He's like, do I call off the wedding? Would you tell him yes? What would you say? Like, let's say this is your brother telling you this. What would you say to him? 237 hits, or you text 35270.
The Morning Playhouse.
Flush the Format Friday.
Check it out.
I ain't saying she a gold
digger. It's great. Stick with you.
Great.
Killer.
Crazy. Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
Y94.
Yeah, yeah.
Candy from Mandy Moore. Candy from Mandy. Y94, the number one hit music station, where it's a Flush the Format Friday, 8:37 in the morning, 14 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. And certainly make sure you register for Pick Your Purse. It starts Monday at Y94.com. So, Playhouse mailbag situation, we'll just call him Anonymous. And he's getting married in August. He's engaged to a girl who recently unveiled that she likes to shoplift for fun. There's a safe hobby. And she says, well, it's only cheap things. It's like $5-$10 max. And she thought, well, since they're getting married, she better unveil this. And in fact, was like, hey, it could be a couple's activity. It's fun.
See, I feel like $5-$10 max, like that's going to turn into more.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no way she's just going to keep taking things like that she doesn't want or need. You know, like, well, it just seems...
It's almost like she's trying to present it like it's cheap stuff, so that makes it morally more acceptable.
Yeah.
I think what it is, it's like her gateway stealing.
Exactly.
Right? She's doing it because she feels safe. And then as she gets more and more comfortable, like you said, it'll just be more and more expensive things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you walk out together from somewhere.
He gets it too.
Yeah, and she sets off an alarm. I don't think that they're really going to believe, oh, I had no idea that... My fiance was stealing. Like, you can get in trouble for that yourself. Mm-hmm.
And really, he asks in his email, which you can see posted on the Playhouse Facebook page. If you missed this, read it. Basically, do I call off a wedding for something like this? What were some of the responses we saw online, Meg?
Somebody's saying that is weird and wrong. I don't know if it's wrong enough to call off your wedding, though. Also, take her to therapy. This is not cool in any form or dollar amount. We all pay more because of people like her. That needs to stop. What happens if she keeps that up and 10 years from now gets busted in front of your kids? This girl has a problem. There's no only. Stealing is stealing. Sounds like an addiction to the high. And also, talk to her about how you are feeling and start working on it. Tell her it needs to change or just be done. Stealing in any amount can land your butt in jail. And what happens when the kids get caught doing it? Because mom does it.
What were you thinking, bud? Hi.
Oh, I'm thinking he's been with him for a while. And like you guys said, stealing is stealing. And wait till she says, oh, yeah, by the way, honey, that extra cash, you can leave it on the nightstand, you know, that $5, $10.
Right.
You know, stealing is stealing. So I can't see where it's going to stop just because she's in the store. What's he missing around there?
Yeah, that's true. You kind of wonder. She ever took anything from him, take anything from him? You never know. Now, right as you peek at the text club at 35270, is there a couple there?
He should tell her either quit stealing to save our marriage or it's not going to work. And if she quits, then she loves him. If not, he knows where she stands. Somebody else says, marry her. Just never let her be your beneficiary. Not something to call off the wedding for, but clearly she needs some help. You need to talk to her and explain the consequences of her actions. Another says, the fact that she's trying to drag you into that bad habit is a really bad sign. Is someone who is into such juvenile things really ready for an adult thing like marriage?
Can I get, because I'm kind of a numbers guy when it comes to some of these what do you think type of things we do on the show. Real quickly, over like the next couple minutes here, can we do a poll at 35270? The question being, it's just yes or no. Would you marry somebody that said, I will be shoplifting little items for the rest of my life? I think it's fun. I'm never going to stop. This is part of me. Surprise. Would you marry and go through, if you're engaged to a shoplifter, would you marry them? Yes, no, 35270. Just so we can get like a percentage on this. Would you still marry someone who is and will always be a shoplifter? Yes or no? 35270. What were you thinking?
I find that she's not remorseful at all and that she's kind of rationalizing it by saying that it's only small items or small amounts of money that she's stealing. I actually dated someone who did the same thing, and they did it before we were dating, and they finally told me. And I was kind of mad, but because they were remorseful and regretted what they did, I still stayed with them.
So you did stick around because there was some sign of remorse. Appreciate you doing that, or calling in, I should say. Don't appreciate you. Sure he does. And let's see. For the text club, 35270, yes or no poll. Would you marry a shoplifter? Yes or no, 35270, as that tabulates in the computer here. Maggie, for you personally, would you?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, me neither.
I couldn't do it.
No, I'd be too scared. Like Rat said,
exactly.
Getting drug into something. Mm-hmm. Like, no, thank you. Nope, you're going to bring
it's
me down with you.
Like, morally wrong. Like, what else do you think is okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird to me.
I mean, if she's stealing pizza, then maybe. Maybe. Now, Rat, has the computer counted all those?
Yes, and well, they're still coming in, but actually, we have not received a single yes.
Wow.
So there's 100% no. In fact, I think the only one in between was somebody said, I would just make sure I was not around that when it happens at all.
So for you, Anonymous, I would kind of point you in the direction of the woman that just called, who said she stuck around because he showed some remorse and he stopped.
But he would have to stop.
Yes.
Like, that's the key.
If this girl you're with will actually stop and be like, yeah, you're right, that's probably not good, and stop? Okay. But if she's going to keep on doing it, everybody else is like, hell no.
See, and somebody pointed out in the text club, they admitted, I was someone who would occasionally shoplift. But then I turned 18 and I realized I can go to jail. How does she not get that?
Mm-hmm.
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, awesome.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Insane.
Hilarious.
Y94.